Blog Talk Radio.
The brand is working. Somebody's praying.
But God has done something in my life. And then the first situation that happened, and even though we started doing the 10,000 in church, that was over in my car. But praise God, I had a lot of work here to do. Testimony here is when God opened up the doors for me to open up Bible study line and prayer line. This weekend, we had our own Evangelist Marker who joined our prayer line this weekend, and we have Holy Ghost time on the prayer line. My sister, she had some concerns and things that was on her heart, but thank God for Jesus. Saturday, when we all came together, people in Dallas, people in San Diego, people all over, that we know was on the phone, was able to encourage our sister for what she was going through. So we thank God for that. And Elder Harper, I thank God for you again, you know, for joining in and enjoy encouraging words. My sister is here. They're going out and ask their ministers, the women ministers, and all y'all to give her this prayer. She says she's going to be here, and she's here. Look for something. So, I just to say thank God for Jesus and thank you for being alive in all of our lives. And every Saturday, we go here doing a prayer at 9 a.m. We don't stop until the Holy Ghost shut us in. And how many people know the Holy Ghost don't shut us down? We got to roll with it. The Spirit of the Lord was moving, so thank God for Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Church doors have been shut down. People that have to sell their church buildings. of Majesty. Praise God, nation. We are still here. Give God a hand of praise. Praise the Lord. God bless the Lord. It would be a great honor to stand beside this man. Also preach the gospel to him. Not only is my brother in the ministry, but I treat him like my very own brother. Great man of God. Who can sing the gospel and also preach the gospel. You always tell people when he goes out and preach elsewhere, watch the Holy Spirit move. To God be the glory. Let's place our hands toward this great man of God and say, oh, let the Lord use you. Preach on. Hallelujah. Let the thank you.
spoken to. Now, sometimes a person, many persons may be able to substitute water for butter and oil instead of this oil. Tell me what I mean. A ton or a ton dairy whip topping instead of oil. To believe or allow in some cookie, but there is never a substitute for the requirement and the untold including of the washing of the water. It complies to the water that in Jesus' name. That Jesus have, the water baptism. In Mark 16 and 16, it says, he that believes in the what? Baptized shall be what? But he that believes not shall be damned. There is no salvation without the water baptism. Oh, obviously, the water is not only in the of our self-patient, but it is a personal part of some individual that order that the salvation is only required a belief. But however, Jesus equally linked the belief and the water baptism as two of the essential components of salvation. According to home to the insistence of God Christ of redemption, amen. On the other hand, it is a person that does not believe, not even believe the water of baptism in Jesus' name, for save him or her, amen. But to those Jesus on today, his Christ commands his baptism to be the evidence for as believers to be willing to obey and submit to the baptism of Jesus Christ. But yet the scripture can provide more and more evidence that only the word of Jesus is the clear evidence of the baptism. It is important, it is also important, and it continues and continues and continue to the earth. When God established the world and the practice of the apostolic church, so the conclusion of Peter's message of the day of Pentecost, by the instruction of people to be baptized in Jesus' name, made for the remission of sin. The hero who gladly received his word was indeed baptized and preached a wrong soul. On that same day, Acts 2:1 says the scripture shows the magnificence of the water of baptism. The also reveals the urgency of the act that Paul said, and I believe that the Paul minister in the Macedonia, the prison keeper at that time. The man arose and was baptized, but almost the whole man is the acceptance time to behold that day of salvation. So when God has instituted the new work, he excludes the commandment of the water Yeah.
Yeah. Shall speak God.
to Jesus Christ. How are you baptized? Into. You're putting it on. We were baptized into Jesus Christ. We were baptized unto Him. Is there? Did Jesus die? Well, if Jesus died, we must also die. Again, the Spirit. The prison of Spirit of all of you, amen. I just can't do those, you know, reiterate a little bit, just a little bit this morning, first of all. Because, amen, baptism is essential. I believe in Acts 4 and 12, that was salvation and nothing. Name. Give us me we must be saved in the name. Now, it ain't all the name that you can be baptized in and be really saved. Not a part of this word. Now, amen. Let me tell you all that. He did it all. Everybody to the knowledge of Jesus' name. Everybody is not into the knowledge of the one God. Amen. If you really are believing, you want to really know the truth, you know where we go, that's it. But amen. Just for you this morning, praise the Lord, that is where again. You have to be there in His. We teach that here at Great All Nation. You got to be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, it's a still verse in Him. You don't mind me giving a reference? Amen. He yet is buried in the name of Jesus. And He heard us people talk about you got to be buried in Jesus' name for the forgiveness of your sins. God opened His eyes up, and He went down in Jesus' name. Because the time we have to come in Jesus' name. It's your whole name. Ain't no power in my name. Ain't no deliverance in my name. But there is power and deliverance in Jesus' name. Huh? His name. No name is higher than the name of Jesus. He even declared, He said that every knee is on earth.
Wow.
And every tongue that He is.
Lord.
Ain't no one. Name. And amen is just beautiful. Amen. Wherefore we are buried. Unto death, that by His life, risen up from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in worth. We also change. If we are in Jesus, there ought to be a change in our life. Regardless, amen, what people just say, amen, different denominations say, I want you to read the word for yourself. It's the word of God that changes us. It is the word of God that delivers us. And the Bible tells us, amen, if we are dead in Christ, we are going to walk in the newness. That old dead man, that old blind man, that old hypocrite man that I used to have all my life. I ain't alive. God bless you, preacher. You have a great, beautiful message this morning. I pray that each one of you heard, amen, what the man of God is saying. Amen. We must be buried with you. Amen. That's to all born again believers.
don't take my word for it. Then, amen, you say, well, the word says, you are the word, you are the word. Well, I ain't all the rich. The word is praise the Lord. We have such glory and time, amen, this week. Amen, pass, amen, in the revival to the distal. I'm just a little out. Amen, brother. I'm delighted. I'm just good looking. Amen. It's worth it. Amen. Amen. I realize, praise the Lord, every night of this holy convocation was going out, amen, on Facebook. And many people, amen, heard and saw the demonstration of the power of Jesus through these women and men of God that brought the word of God. And so far, this would have been about everybody, and it was thanking God for the transfer. And we are the most important of all this. Little thing with God is not serving. And I'm just so excited about it. All of us were, that's all, we're all there. And you made this congregation what it should have been. And just encouraging you, amen. It just began in your days, amen. You should make it better than what it is. Lord bless us. I think that's another year. Praise the Lord. We will get into the congregation. We will be better. Amen. Next year, that we will this year. So praise the Lord. As you have your vision, praise the Lord. I'm very happy and proud of you. All of you did a good job. And every position there was, praise the Lord. She just, you was faithful.
Yeah.
Made me think about Jesus if he's there. If he's our faithful, amen. You were faithful. You were faithful every night. Amen. Giving God some praise. That is the blessing, amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed, amen, my crew. I wish I in the day seminar.
All right.
And I enjoyed my day crew, praise the Lord, being out. And I was teaching them the word of God. And I didn't know that was going on there, too. But amen, it's going on there. I'll tell you, people who are blessed by the word of God. And I'm just so grateful. Amen. Nothing that I can brag about, amen. All of this was deep. And I just want to let you know, amen, you are helping us get on the map. You're helping us, amen, get to be known, praise the Lord. Now, we already on radio, amen, we are known, amen, around the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But now we get known right in our community. That's where we need to be known, right here in our community. And you've done a beautiful job, praise the Lord. I'm just encouraged, praise the Lord, just to be by your side and behind you, is to constantly encourage you. Amen. That you, dear my Savior, you've done a good work. You've done a good job, and don't come down. I encourage you, amen, to say, you've done a good work. Well, you realize it or not, whether you can see it, you know how to get work. You're leaving the young Lord. And don't calm down. Don't listen to the sound powers and Tobias. Amen. The only one that is deceived. They are the only one to bring you down. Don't listen to that kind of spirit. And I was like, I'm just so grateful. Amen. Y'all excuse me. The Lord happy. Amen. I'm happy. Praise the Lord, amen. And let's see what the Lord has done. And amen. Yes, God will send some people here. Amen. But let me tell you, They ain't coming on their own. They coming, but they ain't coming on their own. God gave man to let something happen. And amen. This is not the first time I see this. God is going to let something happen. All people in the coming. And as Matthew laid down the 24th chapter, 3 verse 8, this is just a bit gap. That's what we have right now. Amen. I thank you for your book. This is just the beginning of a trouble. Beginning to take the trouble on the face of this earth. But no matter how bad it is, if you wrapped up in your child, and you're chained up in Jesus, you ain't got nothing to worry about. The Lord has plainly told us it is appointed unto man to die. We all got appointments to be. We don't know when, but we got appointments to be.
One earthquake.
Huh?
7.1.
7. Over there in Hades. And don't y'all get it in Hades. Don't get it in Hades. I'm just telling you that, amen. With something happening over there like that, amen, it don't stop there. It comes to the crowd. So keep y'all on the Lord.
On the Lord.
Amen. It's being drunk. Just accept the Lord as He is.
Yes, yes.
But Jesus knows it. Jesus knows it. And I just want to let you know amen. So encouraging you to come this way. Amen. We were just one body in Christ Jesus. We're one body in Christ Jesus. You know what? Thank God.
Amen.
I see the Lord come. Amen. unity.
As the Lord comes to me, I'll be talking to you. Thank you. Amen. We will concentrate with you, Lord. We love you. God bless you. Amen.
Give us amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.